I'm speaking with Robert Huddleston, who's a volunteer tour guide here at the Kennedy Space Center. Robert.
Yeah, back when they first started this, the public affairs people never did have enough people to do what was expected of them here at an operational center like we are. And so they asked some of the employees to help if they could. Now, back before we had enough volunteers, we still volunteered. But we were working, and they would write letters signed by the center director to our supervisors saying, if you don't need these people right now, can they come over and help us? And if they said yes, they could, then we'd come and work for them. So I've been working as a public affairs person for a long time before I volunteered, before I quit.
Okay.
But that wasn't my job.
So now, and you retired back in 86? Yeah, okay. And what were you doing before that, if you can give me a brief overview?
I was in, right when I retired, I was more or less an auditor for NASA and quality. And we would audit the contractors and see that they were doing a job they were supposed to do in their quality world. Now, back before that, when I first started, there was very, very few NASA people. And most of them come down from Columbus, that old NACA. And I was one of the first that was hired locally. And at that time, we were more or less expected to cover anything.
Right.
We were so-called experts in everything. And we long hours, because there's very few people for a lot of work to do. And this was back in the days of Gemini, mostly.
Okay.
I started working here just before the Gemini program started. But really... Really, for all purposes, general purposes, I was coming out on Gemini. Because since I got here, they signed me to Gemini. I went to St. Louis.
You're from St. Louis originally?
Yes. Well, I went to school. I'm not from Illinois, but yeah, I went to school in St. Louis, and I was from there originally. But when I got here, they sent me to St. Louis because McDonald was the prime contractor. And I went, and me plus a lot of other people spent a lot of time in St. Louis.
Right. And so now you're retired, you're staying here in Florida, you've made this your home now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you were back here, you were saying earlier, before they started building the VAB, you were here when they started laying the foundations and saw the whole program?
When I got here, they were putting the pilings down for the VAB. They're shaking up the whole countryside, putting those pilings in. But yeah, we operated out of Hangar S over on the Cape side.
So then you followed the Gemini program all the way through, and then when the Apollo program started here, you were working over here.
They sent me to California then, Downey, and we followed the first Apollos that come up, like when the accident they had on Pad 34 where the guys got burned up. I was here for those. I wasn't actually physically here. I was at TDY, but yeah. I was working here then. And I was also here for the Challenger when it blew up.
Wow. So you're working for NASA in the quality control section and overseeing the construction and
construction. Okay. No, I didn't have anything to do with the construction. The only part that I had to do with construction, like when they were putting telemetry antennas on top of the VAB and stuff like that, I was involved in that. But I wasn't. I had nothing to do with the construction.
But the building of the vehicles, the launch vehicles, and the spacecraft.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you've seen a lot of changes then since...
the program has got so big with people and operations to where... sometimes it's kind of rough to bring it all together. Yeah. It takes some doings for everybody to do their job and somebody to tie it all together so that everybody don't do the same job.
Mm-hmm. So it would have been, quite a significant and meaningful... event to have John Glenn come back and do another space flight after all those years.
Yeah, it was. It was, especially the results, you know, showing that there's even hope for old people like me.
Well, have you had to put your name down? Or
yes.
It could be some sort of a retirement plan for ex-employees. Right.
Yeah, it's, he proved that as long as you're in good health, that your body can take it.
So, as a result of the Challenger accident and the investigation that took place around that time, significant changes have been put in place around the centre and around the manufacturing areas around the country?
Yeah, I think so. I have my own ideas about that. I don't agree with everything that went on. I was involved. I was still working when they had the accident, and I was put in a panel, investigative panel. Before I could retire, I had to get in this panel, and I read all the things that come out of that. Well, it seems like everybody paid a lot of attention to them right at the beginning, right after the accident, and then they got lax again. And I think that's when I become complacent like that is when something comes up and bites you when you do that.
So you're saying some of the procedures aren't being followed, or they've relaxed the rules again?
They've relaxed the rules, I think. It's more and more getting to be... Someplace along the line, they've got to stop the shuttle program from becoming R&D and have it operable. Yeah. And they're pushing for the operation of it, and sometimes I think they push a little bit too hard.
So... Tell me a little bit about you witnessed all of the Saturn V launches, the Apollo. Mm-hmm. Tell me about watching one of those take off.
Oh, it's they were. You can't compare them to the shuttle because the Saturn V made so much more noise, much more vibration, because you don't have rockets on it. It stays around longer. It just has to build up the raw force to lift off from the ground, where the shuttle has those rockets to get up there in a hurry.
So the acceleration off the pad is much higher with the shuttle, and so it's up and out of sight more quickly.
We had resonations would cause would cause windows to break in the area, foundations to crack. The vibrations was really bad with the Saturn V, and you could when one of those things went off, you knew it. And it's not like a shuttle where it's shuttle is nothing compared to it.
Well, that's great. Thanks for spending your time with me, and thanks for being on the space show.
Okay.